And now our regular Friday look at what the nation's movie critics are saying about new weekend releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams with Summary Judgment.
First up is Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat, starring Mike Myers as the beloved feline of storybook fame.
Stop this right now!
Who said that?
Me! Remember the fish? Came home in a baggie, loved me for 2 weeks, and then nothing!
The fish is talking.
Well, sure, he can talk, but is he saying anything?
No, not
really,
no.
Hey, Sox, can it? This cat should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out.
Come on, kids, you're gonna listen to him? He drinks where he pees.
Meow. Critics did not like it, not one little bit. Here are just a few of the poisonous words flung at this adaptation. Kitty litter, a vulgar, uninspired lump of poisoned eye candy, and 82 of the most wretched minutes ever imprinted on celluloid. Mike Myers' shtick feels grating and inappropriate, says the New York Times, but the script draws the most venom. You shouldn't have to add burps, farts, and dog pee to Dr. Seuss, laments the Chicago Tribune. The Dallas Observer continues the scatological theme, ranting that the movie is, quote, determined to pee on anything clever, touching, or creatively inspiring the book ever had to offer. Next is the week's other wide release, the thriller Gothica, starring Halle Berry.
Who is this girl?
That's my daughter, Rachel.
No. This is the girl that I saw at the bridge. This is the girl.
No.
How is she?
No, Mara.
Where is she?
It's impossible. She's dead.
In her first lead role since Monsters Ball, Berry has stumbled into the sort of film that sends Oscar-winning stars reeling from the A-list down to the B-list and beyond, according to The Onion. The LA Weekly says Berry, who plays a psychiatrist imprisoned in her own hospital, responds with a zeal that's more than the movie deserves. Her claustrophobic dread is palpable. But the Chicago Tribune says the script is a series of crazy chases and lady-in-distress clichés interspersed with wildly illogical plot twists. And the Los Angeles Times thinks French arthouse director Mathieu Kassovitz and his cinematographer toss the camera around like a pair of speed-freaking cheerleaders. And finally, there's the arthouse film 21 Grams.
We've been a fraud for a long time, Mary.
Oh, yeah? Why didn't you tell me that when you were sick, huh? Well, did you expect one of your girlfriends to come and take care of you?
You came back because you wanted to. Don't blame me for that.
I came back to take care of you because I love you.
Or because you were feeling lonely.
21 Grams refers to the mass supposedly lost by the body at death, the weight of the soul, and the film's intertwining stories of three families revolve around a series of tragic accidents. The narrative is chopped into what New York Magazine calls a farrago of flashbacks and flash-forwards and flash-in-betweens. A heavyweight cast, Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, and Naomi Watts, provides acting as painfully soulful as a meeting of recovering alcoholics, says The New Yorker. But The New York Times raves about an intimacy so deep, it's tantamount to the discovery of a new country. But most critics agree with Newsweek's verdict. The peekaboo narrative strategy disguises a melodrama that, in the plain light of day, looks more than a little overwrought.
Slate's Ben Williams with today's summary judgment.